This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully presents to you, Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
We'll be right back. the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you are listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, The Patriot. We're going to... I got a little cold today. We're going to try to go around the block somewhat. I want to start off... Where do I want to start off at? I want to start off, I guess, with... Richard Mueller's situation here in the national press. He's got here that President Trump might have committed a crime. Now, the testimony by Robert Mueller doesn't say whether he did or not. He wants to leave that up to other people. But I have to say, if there was a subject of an investigation that investigates or lies to investigators, it's strong at the core of their investigators' efforts to find the truth. Now, I don't think President Trump did a damn thing wrong. No, he could have. I guess anybody could have, but I don't think he's done anything wrong. Now, I know Mueller, some of the Democrats will say that he has. So we may just let this go and see how this plays out. But I'm telling you from the get-go, I don't think that President Trump did a damn thing wrong. I think that's just Mueller trying to stay somewhat involved. And at the end of the day, again, I think that President Trump has done nothing wrong. I think that he'll be found, if anything would come up, that he'd be found not guilty. So I don't look to see that to go very much farther. I'm really amazed how Mueller said he would not provide any information to lawmakers beyond what was said in the report, adding that he was under no instructions about whether he could or could not testify before Congress. Mueller said that he thought that the subpoenas should test, that Mueller should testify in Congress if necessary. So I don't know where this is going, but I do know that President Trump has done a fairly good job. I don't think the Democrats have much hope to find anything that Trump's done. Now, I could be wrong, but again, I don't think I am. So we're going to kind of let that go for the meantime to try to find out what else is going on with this situation. But again, I think that President Trump has done a fairly good job, and I don't think at the end of the day, two things. I don't think at the end of the day he'll be charged with anything. And I think at the end of the day, he will get another 4 years in office, because I do not believe that there's anybody out there. I do not believe there's anybody out there that at this point can beat Trump. Now, I could be wrong, but at this point, go ahead. Over all this crap, it's amazing. They had a former football player in Collinsville died in a car wreck last Thursday night. His name was Sean Bohan. He was 20 years old. He lost control of his 2005 Chevy car bolt. And he was on a westbound lane at milepost 683, and he hit a tree around 10:40 a.m. I believe he was by himself, so I don't know what's going to happen. I don't think anything will happen on that end. And also want to put out that once again, that these eight students have all won $50,000 and all won a sponsorship, because they couldn't get any of these eight to mispronounce or misinterpret a name. So after I don't know how many times, they just took all eight, and instead of making just one, a spelling bee champ, they decided to make eight. So now there's eight people that are spelling bee champs. Should only have been one, but they said that they were eight, so they're going to go ahead and give the money to eight of them, the same amount of money to eight of them, give them everything they've got coming, because I do believe that if they can't come up with a way to make just one person the top dog, whoever's involved, I think, should be made the top dog, and I think that's what they've, done here in New York. I believe it's New York. So I just want to say, they also, lawmakers approved stiffer fines for, as we know, the Scott's Law violation. You know, the Scott Law in Springfield. Where the Senate passed the bill, 1862 was the bill, special Senate, and it's going to be commended by the governor for signing the bill. But the state troopers and emergency responders risk their lives every day, and they want to applaud them. The governor wants to applaud them. And says drivers who fail on their speed or drive over the statutory limit could be fined up to $5,000. $5,000 for the first charge, and up to $10,000 for the second and any other charges. Scott's Law also has a $250 fine, which will go to the Scott Law Fund for our driver's education. They're going to create a oversight panel too. And it's kind of amazing. It's kind of amazing how they can take all these laws and they can kind of put them into one. But, you know, that's what they're doing with a lot of these laws. And I think it actually works out for the betterment of everybody that they do it that way. Now, I could be wrong, but I haven't been wrong yet, so I don't guess it's going to start today. I got to say also that the Illinois moved one step closer to legalizing marijuana. That was back Saturday, June the 1st, and here it is Wednesday, and the law's already been passed, so we don't have to have to worry about that. They've not moved one step closer. They've already legalized recreational marijuana in this once great state of Illinois. I don't know, you know, what become of it or what the situation is, but they went ahead. I think it was Monday. They went ahead and agreed to legalize marijuana, and now they're talking about having some of the people that were charged with marijuana violations back in the day, having them their convictions set aside. I think because of that, you may find that there is going to be some of the prisoners maybe taken off the rolls, and it's kind of amazing how it happens that way whenever there's everything else that could be going on, but they want to worry about getting marijuana off the books. So I guess they're going to have an expungement of criminal records for some of these people, and maybe it's okay to do that. I don't know, but I don't think at the end of the day it's going to be right to have it done the way they're thinking about doing it. They had a 90-minute session. Talked about less than 90-minute session. The two leaders on April the 29th said they discussed the whole range of subjects, but that no decisions were made. They said there's an enormous amount of cooperation for opportunities for cooperation, Page said after the hearing. Page is now the new county chairman after our old good friend, our old good buddy, was found guilty, pled out guilty to four or five criminal charges. You know who I'm talking about. You guys all knew who I'm talking about, Steve Springer. Yeah, he pled out, and now it's like it's like there's going to be some things going on that people may not really care about. So, but we'll have to see at the end of the day what goes on with this crap, and may or may not be something beneficial to all of us. But we'll have to. You got two on the line.
Yeah.
Now, who's the second one? Oh, boy. Okay. Again, I'm a little bit under the weather. Hopefully, it'll get better in the next couple of days. We've got some callers. Let's go ahead, Sebastian. You're on the dark side. Go ahead, Sebastian. Are you there, Sebastian?
Yeah, it sounds a little bit under there.
Well, wait a minute. You're going to have to talk up because our phones are working very good here. It must be on your end that they're not working so good. So you're going to have to speak up a little bit or turn it up a little bit or do something to get it to normal on your end. Are you there, Sebastian?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I can barely hear you. Can you talk a little louder?
I'll get right into my phone.
Do what, Sebastian?
I'm here.
Okay, go ahead. What can I do for you?
I'll make you on your integrity.
I can't. Go ahead. I couldn't hear what you said.
I'd like to compliment you on your integrity. There's only...
You on your integrity.
Yes. Well, listen, let's let him. He's not going to be able to to talk much because I can't. Go ahead. You can cut him off, Tina, because I can barely. Was that him? Okay, I can barely hear him. We've got some more callers. We may talk to them momentarily. I want to get around to back on the Illinois side where they've got all the growing expansion allows for Fairmont's Racinos, not casinos, but Racinos. And they're soon going to be getting, Fairmont Park soon going to be getting its long covered gaming positions as part of a massive gaming expansion in the state that is passed by Illinois General Legislative Session earlier this week. Now, the infusion of new revenue that could come from having a mixture of slot machines and table games could more than double the number of racing dates in Illinois. It's the only racetrack, Southern Illinois' only racetrack. Governor Pritzker said that he plans to sign the legislation, which will include adding 6 additional casinos in the state and legalizing state sports betting. Now, Fairmont City's president, Brian Zanders, said that the park could employ as many as 300 full-time positions with an additional 900 gaming positions. So Sanders said establishing a Fairmont as a racino could see the track become a destination. There's a lot of memories here for understanding about Fairmont City and the Casino Queen on the East St. Louis side, Brian Zander said, and it's going to be interesting, very, very interesting, if something that can be done with that situation. They're also talking about medical marijuana. They're talking about legalizing, and I think they have already, recreational marijuana in this once great state of Illinois. They have an abortion bill. They passed all kind of laws, marijuana laws, the Floyd overhaul, workplace harassment, medical marijuana as well as recreational marijuana, a new cigarette tax, Scott's Law, which you guys all know what that's about, and it's amazing. They've got a immigration policy bill. They've got West Lake Hospital. They've got property taxes. They've got so much crap going on here that it's amazing. It's amazing that if some of it or all of it may get done, but we'll have to wait and see what's going on to see how that may play out. I want to talk also. I want to get. Officer says driving actions must improve for future troopers' sake. This was taken Thursday, May the 23rd, I believe last week, and it says Illinois State Police Lieutenant Colonel Dave Boyd said that on-call supervisors on the night shift was struck and killed. Lieutenant Scott Gilman was killed while assisting in a crash scene in 2000. In nearly 2 decades, Bird says, poor driving hasn't diminished. 19 years later, it's become a full circle, Bird said. We're still dealing with the same situations that occurred that night. Said that on a recent House hearing bill, they voted for the Scott's Law Fund that at this point in time, will make it where they can have the Scott's Law and they can put it into effect. The House bill sponsor, Democratic Representative Marcus Evans of Chicago, said drivers aren't being vigilant enough when it comes to approaching first responders on the roadway. He said that enforcement alone won't usher in a change that's being sought. But he said, with everything that's going to be going on, I think there is a chance that everything can be taken care of, and that the new laws out there will be on the books after the first of the year. And I think after the first of the year, if they're on the books, I think you'll find out that there's going to be a lot, I mean a whole lot of changes coming for this once great state of Illinois. Now, you know they've got all kind of other crap going on. They've got Illinois advances. They've already legalized marijuana after a homegrown settled. They've already realized and approved that. You know, we've got here too where the sheriff of St. Clair County is saying that legalized pot causes additional threat to drivers. That's our sheriff, Rick Watson, last Monday voiced his opposition to proposed legislation that would make cannabis use in Illinois legal. Now, Watson said efforts to curb drunk driving and texting behind the wheel already are costing his taxpayers, but now he says that they're going to have one more. He says this bill just adds marijuana to a list without adequately resources for law enforcement to educate everybody. But it is going to become a law, Tina. Yeah, it is going to become a law here, and I think that's going to be probably the first of July of this year. And who was that? What do you mean you don't know? No, not yet. Anyway, we're gonna see what goes on with that. I'll tell you what we'll do. I guess we will. We'll go ahead for the meantime. We're going to take a break in a minute. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some more of the crap going on in Missouri, some more of the crap going on in Illinois. They've got situations in East St. Louis where they're in fear of being murdered down in East St. Louis, and I can vouch for that. I can vouch for all the crap going on in East St. Louis. So I'd have to be one of the first ones to say that I have to agree with that. I'd have to say that there is a lot of truth to that. So what we'll do, we'll go ahead and take a quick break. And again, when we come back, we'll talk about what's going on in on the Illinois side, what's going on the Missouri side, and we'll just go wherever the hell we want to go. So we'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up for your right.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs
was spiced, the party was pumping.
V-I-O.
And everybody having a ball.
V-I-O.
Until the fellas start the name calling.
V-I-O.
And the girls respond to the call. I hear a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out? 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 Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and as always, we know what we're doing, we know how to do it, we just sometimes don't want to do it. We're going to go all around the horn. I want to talk briefly, I guess, about the bishops, all the bishops in Illinois. They denounce, all the bishops all throughout Illinois have denounced the new law that's going to be brought into effect by the Illinois General Assembly. The Cardinal of Chicago, Cardinal Blasey Cuppage of Chicago, he's talking bad about it. And then we have all the other priests all throughout the state of Illinois, feel the same way. They've got statements from the Diocese of Joliet, Illinois, statements from Rockford, statements from Springfield, statements from other places, and people involved in the clergy. They're all against it 1,000%. They think it's wrong. They think it's totally wrong. Again, everybody all throughout the state of Illinois think it's totally wrong. But then you'll have the Illinois State Legislature that says that they're putting this money together because they're going to have money. They're going to have money when it's all said and done. When it's all said and done, they're going to have money for everything. They're going to have money for access to the South Lake Drive in Pontoon Beach. They're going to have $150,000 for the Lewis and Clark Museum. They're going to have $200,000 for a bike trail in West Belleville, $592,000 for a Broadway expansion in Alton. They're going to have money for everything and everybody, and I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's even going to come close to happening when it's all said and done. But now this is monies were also set aside for infrastructure that implements and the conditions that are going to be implemented for different municipalities all throughout the Department of Economic and Commercial opportunity, and that's going to be all over the state of Illinois. Now, they say that's all coming now. I don't believe it. I don't believe it's even close to coming. But that's what all the politicians in this once great state of Illinois are saying. And if they're saying it, I guess it's got to be. It's not true. I don't think it's ever going to be true. But they have to, they're going to sit there and say what they want about anything they want because they can. Now, again, I don't think there's going to be any way that a lot of this stuff is going to be be situated the way it should be. But these politicians, they want to think that, and so let them think what they want. I think at the end of the day, you're going to find out that there's going to be a lot less going on than the Democrats say that they're going to put out. Now, they've made situations that they could get to bring money home for all kind of actions throughout the great state of Illinois, but I don't believe a third or a fourth or a fifth of it's ever going to happen. Now, I could be wrong. I haven't been wrong yet, but there's always a first time. But I honestly think that at this point that I'm not wrong again. But we'll have to wait. We'll have to wait and see what transfers with all this stuff over on the Illinois side. On the Missouri side now, it's a little bit different. They've got all this crap going on in Missouri. They've got police training going on. They got cameras that they're going to be getting for body cameras. They say the GOP lawmakers, they're prepared to block in Washington. They're prepared to block they want to block Mexico tariffs. So I don't know what they're going to do with a lot of this stuff, but I honestly think at the end of the day, that it's not going to be pretty for people in Missouri either. I know the county board, the new county board chairman over in Missouri, over in St. Louis County, that moves the county government towards paying the women equal and paying racial minorities equal. He also announced a task force to improve working conditions for female county employees. Now, they're going to try to do whatever they can do, which is considerably. It says in a memo Page wrote that the starting salary in some county jobs is $8.84 per hour, which is below what is considered to be a living wage, and apportionately seems to be disproportionately impacted women, especially women of color. The primary review suggests that women make up a disproportionate amount of the lowing paid jobs, and they want to see that go by the wayside. They're having a proposal that make the current employees all the salaries on the same level. The new task force will look into the cost of providing policies such as establishing family daycare centers, supporting child care opportunities for county employees, supporting children care operations for members so the public, so they can go attend county board meetings, wage gap, and raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. St. Louis County currently does not have paid family leave, Page said. Alternatively, he said, employees save up time to get time off. So I don't know what's going to happen on that end either. I think at the end of the day, something's going to have to happen with all these people in St. Louis County. Now, I don't know what the judges are going to say when it all comes about. But they're also in Missouri. They're talking about taxes. They're talking about tariff taxes, and a lot more taxes in Missouri. So I don't know if it's going to be that the Republicans are going to be just as bad as the Democrats when it comes down to what's going on and what they can do and what they can't do. But it appears to me that these Republicans, some of them are just as dirty as the Democrats. And it says that Mexico shouldn't allow millions of people to try to enter our country and that they could stop it very quickly. And I think the wall is what we need, Trump said at a news conference. And even though it may not be going to take care of all the tariffs, it's going to take care of some of it. And then he said, by the law that provides for presidential emergency declaration, also allows Congress to vote to override them. When Trump declared the emergency situation earlier this year, Congress voted to override it, but Trump vetoed the measure and Congress did not override the veto. This time, the opportunities of Trump's tawdry ways seem to be enough to keep it going until at some other point in time. But as we all can see, there's enough there's enough good, bad, and indifferent going on in our county and all throughout the state of Illinois and the state of Missouri that the that we're going to see at some point in time, all this stuff's going to go by the wayside because they can't keep it up. I don't think they can keep it up. Now, I could be wrong. I haven't been wrong yet, but it's just a matter of time where maybe I'll be wrong, and I kind of doubt that I'll be wrong since I have never been wrong before. So, but maybe I'll be wrong one time, and if I am, then we can all sit back and say, For one time, Bob Romanek was wrong. Again, I do not think it's going to happen. But if it does happen, I'll be the first one to say that I was wrong again. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen with any of this stuff. I think we're going to get some money, but I don't think we're going to get half as much money as we're going to need to do the things that we're going to do. Now, I guess at this point, maybe we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, I don't know what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about whatever I feel like talking about. Maybe something, maybe nothing. But that's what we're going to talk about when I come back. So we'll be back right after these breaks. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new, how come you don't have the thing all the way up? The all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM. Patriots, America's.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom. We're back for the last segment of On the Dark Side. I don't know where I want to go. I want to go somewhere. We've talked about taxes. We've talked about the crap going on in St. Louis. We've talked about some other things. So I don't know. I don't know what we want to talk about now. I guess we could talk about our national figure. What a great man he's not. Eugene Robinson from the Post, from the Washington Post. Bullies like the president cannot be appeased and must be confronted. So, you know, and I don't know why he's saying all this crap, but every article in the paper, every call in the paper, Eugene Robinson. And he's a good reporter. He's always talking bad about our president. He's always talking about all the bad things that he's done. Trump called Amish, that's the Republican, a lightweight and a loser. Amish is a Republican, one of the few Republicans that is going out against Trump. There are some Democrats that I think that are going to be on Trump's side when it's all said and done. So when you lose a couple Democrats and you pick up a couple Republicans or vice versa, I think that's the only way to really handle. We'll take a caller. Who was that? Do what? Let's look back. Oh, who was that? About what? Why would I want to get feeling better? Why aren't I feeling good? You know, I think I'm feeling fine. I don't know what's wrong. What somebody thinks there's something wrong, but to my way of thinking, there's not. It's just that got a little bit of cold, and so we just take it for there. But anyway, back to this crap with Trump. We've got one Republican. That's coming out against Trump. That's Justin Amish. He's a Republican, and he's out against Trump. Now, there's going to be some Democrats that are going to be for Trump. So it's going to... Who was that? It was somebody. It had to be somebody, but... Well, we'll go from there. But As we get close to the end here, I want to just let it be known that this asswipe, Eugene Robinson from the Washington Post, I know he's all up against Trump. I know he's always against Trump, and now he's calling Amish. He's a Republican. He's saying that Amish actually is a good man. This is Eugene Robinson saying that Amish is a good man just because he's a Republican against Trump. Now, I still say at the end of the day, there's going to be some Democrats that are going to be for Trump. Now, there's going to be a few Republicans that are going to be against him, but I think also at the end of the day, you're going to have a lot of people come together on a lot of these things because I think that's what it's going to take. I don't think the Republicans can work it alone, and I don't think the Democrats are going to be able to work it alone. So I think at some point in time, if the Democrats and the Republicans don't get together, I think you're going to see mad chaos. And with the mad chaos, I think you're going to see some violence in the streets. Now, I don't want any violence. I don't think the majority of the proud white or proud black people want anything to do with any kind of stance that considers any type of reparations. And I mean any kind of reparations as far as hurting somebody, killing somebody, doing things to somebody that probably shouldn't be done. Now, I don't know why some of these Democrats and Republicans are feeling this way, but they are, and as long as they are, I guess there's not a whole hell of a lot that we can do with it at this time. As always, people, it's about time to go. I just hope all of you understand, and at the end of the day, I know you will, that we all have to come together, black and white, men and women, Democrats and Republicans. We're all going to have to come together as one if we want to stop all this crap going on in this great United States of America. Now, if we don't want to stop it, then we can just do what the hell we want to do. And at the end of the day, maybe that's what needs to be done. But in the meantime, let's see what we can do. Let's see what we can do to try to stop some of this craziness that's going around. We've got one last thing before we call it a day. We're going to talk about banning online hate. They say that Trump pushes the methodical of social media persecution against conservatives. Now, you know, Trump isn't against Louis Farrakhan. He isn't against Alex Jones. He's for everybody having a voice in this great country. Now, some people will say they're against Alex Jones, and that's fine. Some people will say they're against Louis Farrakhan, and that's fine. But you can't stop it. You can't stop it because it's always going to be there. It's always going to be there. And there's not a damn thing that we can do about it other than take some of these people and take their total rights away. And at this point in time, I don't think that's a lucrative way to do anything. I think we're all going to have to come together in some sort of way. But until that time comes, I would say to all of us, let's continue to unite. Let's continue to expose these asswipe, political, parasitical, perverted punks. These perverted punks, these nasty perverted punks that we call politicians. And as always, at the end of the day, you know what we have to do? We have to destroy them before they destroy us. And as always, never, never, never any violence. I say to that, we have to destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
all the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thugs. Intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, 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 nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga, 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 nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, radical radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis. We'll